was her contact at the station, a relatively new arrangement, and she tried to catch his eye. Maybe she could tell something by the look on his face, or at the very least, she could indicate her gratitude with a nod of the head, but he didn't turn around.
"It's bad, sweetheart," Johnny said.
Samantha stretched up onto her tiptoes, but still couldn't see through the taller body standing in front of her. Johnny had the advantage of height, along with the fact he was male, single, and socially savvy. She'd hate him if he weren't so charming, and admittedly, useful.
"Do you want to climb up under my back?"
"Very funny, Johnny."
Even if Samantha would risk her dignity to do such a thing in public, her form-fitting calf-length dress wouldn't allow for it.
"At least tell me what you see."
"A splat."
"A splat?"
"Yeah, a splat."
Samantha huffed. Johnny had a habit of being vague when he wanted to.
"Male or female?"
"I'm guessing female, because of the skirt."
The crowd opened, making way for the city's assistant chief medical examiner and Samantha's new friend. She called to her.
"Haley, Dr. Higgins."
Haley turned at Samantha's voice and paused, which gave Samantha a chance to step in before the crowd closed behind them.
"Hello, Samantha," Haley said. "Word travels fast."
"I'm actually surprised I arrived before you did. My taxi was slower than an ox."
"And I'm usually late to the scene," Haley said, blowing loose, wild, dark curls out of her eyes. "As I don't get called until after the police have arrived to assess the damage."
"Does Dr. Guthrie always send you?"
Samantha asked.
Haley snorted softly. "Dr. Guthrie prefers to stay at the morgue to drink tea and work on crossword puzzles."
They reached the crime scene rope, and the police lifted it for Haley. The officer dropped it before Samantha could pass.
"Sorry, ma'am, police only be on this point."
Samantha shrugged. She didn't expect to be let in. She only wanted to get closer, and now she had. She gaped at the gruesome scene before her. The body was a splat. Bile crept up the back of her throat, and her stomach contents surged. Despite the June heat, she felt cold and clammy.
Oh no, was she about to vomit? No, she would never live that down. Johnny would see to that.
She closed her eyes, braced herself against her knees, and forced herself to breathe deeply.
"You okay, doll?"
Drat. Johnny Milwaukee was the type of guy who was never there when you needed him and always there when you didn't. She spat out.
"I'm fine."
"Are you sure? You don't look too good."
Samantha straightened, smoothed out her dress, and adjusted the straps of her messenger bag and camera.
"I'm fine. Where's your lackey?"
Samantha searched for Max and saw him staring quietly. Embarrassment flickered behind his eyes, and she knew he'd heard her.
"I'm sorry, Max. I didn't mean that. I'm just angry at Johnny, and, well, I'm sorry."
A slight smile formed on Max's face, and Samantha knew the mild-mannered man had forgiven her. Jostling about in crowds was a normal occurrence at crime scenes, so Samantha hadn't expected politeness when it came to a round of pushing and shoving, but she was pleasantly surprised when she looked at the owner of the English-accented voice that said,
"So sorry, madam."
Very well presented, the gentleman wore a crisp summer suit, a white shirt with an expertly tied black tie, and on his neatly styled hair, Johnny could take a lesson or two on this count, a straw hat worn straight. Samantha self-consciously patted at her hair and smoothed out her skirt.
"Oh, it's quite all right."
The man was handsome and charming. Why did she have to look like she was about to lose her dinner?
"So sad," he said, looking back at the scene. "I'm told she was quite talented at her job."
"You knew her?"
"Only in passing, but I really have to get back inside. Despite this tragedy, I've got work to do."
"You work at the custom house?"
"Yes."
"What's your name?"
The man's blue eyes glinted.
"I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours."
She felt her lips tugging upward in response.
"I'm Samantha Hawke, a reporter with the Boston Daily Record."
She reached out a lacy-gloved hand, and the man took it.
"Richard Wentworth." "I hope we do meet again sometime, Miss Hawke."
Before Samantha could get in a professional question, Mr. Wentworth slipped away into the crowd. She closed her mouth at the stranger's obvious attempt at flirting.